This is Ohio State Buckeyes Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. And as we said, a show full of surprises. We are again going to go to the Ohio Business Machine's Hot Topic Hotline with three-time All-American, 2002 national champion, and NFL veteran, my own teammate, Mike Doss. What's up, brother?
What's going on, Matt?
I'm good, man. Doing this radio thing. How are you?
I'm doing great. Down here in Texas, and you know, everything's bigger in Texas. It definitely is.
It is. We've heard from Archie. We've heard from Joey Galloway so far, who are also down in Texas, and they said Buckeye Nation is out in full force.
Yes, it is. I feel like it's probably going to be like 70, 30, 80, 20 in the stadium. I mean, I've seen a lot more Oregon people arrive, but I feel like it's High Street down here in Texas, man. Buckeye country is in full effect.
That's awesome. And again, I got to share with my co-host Nathan Zagura the one photo as you and I get together from time to time for the some autograph signings. The one photo that you have is of your interception and running it back down the sideline, but not so much you or the interception, but the elation of former Ohio State Buckeye Heisman Eddie George with Kirk Herbstreit, ESPN college analyst, on his shoulders in excitement. Is that going to be a situation that you might be in tonight for this Buckeye team?
I would hope so. You know, I mean, I'm not going to be down on the sideline. I'm going to be in the stands, enjoying it as a true fan, tailgating, and eating nachos and pretzels, and you know, but I can't wait, man. I could see the atmosphere. I had dinner with Eddie George last night, Keith Byers, Troy Smith. So, I mean, I know that the Buckeye greats are in the building to support our guys.
Mike, Nathan Zagura here. Good to be with you. The Fiesta Bowl defensive MVP in the Buckeyes' last national championship game. Who needs to step up on defense for the Buckeyes in this game if they're going to slow down this offense of the Oregon Ducks?
Well, I think it's going to be a team effort. I think the guys on defense have to do it as a unit. If Matt and I did it back in 2002, we knew that we had to play fast. We had to get guys on the ground. And Oregon is a team that, you know, they have splash plays, or we call it big play offense, where, you know, those guys try to score in three to five play drives. We need to make them sustain, you know, 10, 15 play drives and see exactly, you know, can they really execute their offense.
Mike, you, of course, live down in Columbus, Ohio, and attend each and every football game there in Columbus, and have, of course, followed them to the national championship. Talk to me personally, just the roller coaster ride that it's been to be not only a former Buckeye in tune to Ohio State football, but a fan now, and our perspective on Braxton getting hurt, then we go to JT, and then JT, of course, gets hurt in the Michigan game, and we quickly go to Cardale Jones. And we have not been disappointed by either the second string or second starter, I will say, or third starter in Cardale Jones at the quarterback position.
You're right, absolutely. I mean, we don't recruit backups. This is the Ohio State. So, you know, our goal is to make sure we put the best talent on the field at all times. So when you come to Ohio State, a university where, you know, you have the option to know that if I play here for 2 years and let alone be a three-year starter, I got a chance at the National Football League. So, as Irvin said, we don't recruit backups. We got Braxton, Heisman Trophy winner, goes down, J.T. Barrett comes in, Heisman Trophy candidate goes down. Now you have Cordell, and you got the number one quarterback in Georgia redshirted. So, I mean, talent is everywhere. We just got to make sure those guys go out there and play as a unit.
Mike, what was your favorite memory from that national championship game, either the day, you know, what's your number one memory from that game and just everything about it that these kids are going to get to experience here tonight?
Well, ours is a little bit different. I mean, Miami was coming in, you know, the hottest team in the country for, you know, 2 years. And basically, you know, they had already pre-planned their back-to-back national championship party. And one of our players from Florida had the flyer. So when we took our flight from Columbus down to Tempe, we had that flyer on the plane, and we were able to discuss that. And right before kickoff, I pulled the flyer out and said, Miami is planning to have a back-to-back championship party when they get back to South Beach, but we're going to have our party tonight, and we're going to go out here and kick their ass. Excuse my French.
That is what is up. And I was, yes. The whole time you said it, I'm like, and we punched them in the mouth and ruined their party, Mike. Last question for me, and we'll let you go. Get back to that party that's going on pregame in Dallas. Is what's your biggest matchup? And then also, too, if you wouldn't mind, call your shot.
Well, I think the biggest matchup is going to be our offense against their defense. If we, you know, continue to average on the rushing yardage and control the clock, I feel Ezekiel Elliott should have another big game for us. If he has a big game for us, that takes the pressure off of Cordell. And we just want to make sure that these guys can control the clock and keep, you know, Oregon's offense off the field. And as I said before, if our defense can make open field tackles and just make those guys line up, you know, play after play after play, eventually they'll get frustrated and make a mistake.
All right, now you guys are two rare individuals in one sense that you both played on Super Bowl championship teams and you both are on national championship teams. Which was bigger for you?
Well, the pros is, you know, you're on the biggest stage of them all. And college is like you're playing with your peers, 18 to 23-year-old, you know, guys, and you all had the same focus. And, you know, I think the biggest for me would have to be that national championship. You know, being able to put Ohio State back on the map where we were coming off of. Me and Matt came off of 6-6 freshman year. We came off of 7-5 sophomore year.
Two bad Outback Bowls in a row.
Right, two bad Outback Bowls.
I do like Outback Steakhouse.
And, you know, we came out in 2002 and went 14-0 to put Ohio State back on the national stage. That was huge.
Absolutely. Mike, call your shot for tonight.
My shot for tonight, I see us, you know, putting up another 45 points and hopefully slowing down the Ducks to maybe 28. But, you know, if it goes, you know, if it's closer, I just think that we can, you know, beat these guys and outlast them in the long haul.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it so much. Get back down there. Tell everybody I said what's up, and go Bucks.
I appreciate it. Man, let's go Bucks. Let's get a win.
Absolutely, and I believe right now we're also continuing the
the hit parade.
The Ohio State Buckeye Daily Show. We are going to now to stay on the Ohio OBM hotline. We are joined by strong safety of Ohio State and your starting strong safety of the Cleveland Browns, Dante Whitner, on the line. What's up, Dante?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Good, man. We're enjoying the day. Are you ready for tonight?
Yeah, I'm ready for tonight. You know, I'm excited. I really believe that, you know, we'll come out and get the win, do the same thing that we did versus Alabama. A lot of people didn't give us a chance, but, you know, we kind of strive when we're in those positions.
Dante, what would this win mean for the nation and this university after, you know, they won in 2002, fell short a couple of times to get back there and win this prize, especially in the first year with the playoff, which makes it probably arguably the most legitimate championship in college football history?
Yeah, you're right about that. I think that this would mean everything to the Ohio State University, the fan base, you know, just the university as a whole. You know, we thrive on being, you know, top notch and being the top in academics and being the top athletically. And, you know, it's not an opportunity. It's been a long time coming. I think it's been over 10 years since we had a championship. So tonight we need it.
Dante, how big is it already to have beaten Alabama, the cream of the crop in the SEC, and then also to be able to get crowned national champion of all of college football? And the reason why I ask is because, you know, I think Ohio State throughout the National Football League, it's, you know, we get a lot of eye rolling because of the Ohio State and the fact that we're good year in, year out, and also too, we put so many guys in the pros. I think we're going to secure some bragging rights because of the pipeline to the NFL that Alabama and the SEC has been to be standing on top, looking down at everybody else this year.
I think it's huge, you know, and then even the Big Ten as a whole, not even Ohio State, but we get a lot of disrespect saying that we can't keep up with the speed of the SEC and, you know, we can't win the big game. So I think it'll be huge. I think beating Alabama, you know, was a, you know, eye-opener for everybody.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer's been doing a great job. You know, he's been recruiting well. He has backups on backups and backups, and he has, you know, so much talent, and they actually are really, really good.
I know you're out in L.A. What are your plans for the game tonight?
No, I'll probably go to a friend's house, and I think they have a national championship party over there. So, that'll probably just be it. You know, I wish I could be in Dallas, but I actually have to do some things for NFL Network and other things on the West Coast, so I'll just have to enjoy it here.
What's your prediction for tonight's game?
My prediction is Ohio State with the win. Let's go 42-38 Ohio State.
42-38 like Bucks.
He's in my ballpark.
I love it. I love it. We miss you here. We miss you here in Cleveland. Have a good time out there on the left coast, Dante. And good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Brown safety Dante Whitner with us there, former Buckeye himself. It's unanimous so far.
It is.
It's unanimous.
Surprise.
Don't even play the game. Just give it to the Buckeyes. Let's go. Just give it to them. All right, when we come back, special edition of the Friday forecast. We'll take your calls. Call your shot, 216-578-0850, as we wrap things up here on the Ohio State Buckeyes Daily. Nathan Zagura and Buckeyes legend, former national champion Matt Wilhelm, getting it done up till 3 p.m. today.